I'm sorry. I'm just getting fed up with this nonsense. I'm forgetting names all the time. You know, last week, twice, I forgot where I parked my car.
Join the club, pal. You're getting older.
Oh, well, of course I'm getting older. We're all getting older. I'm not that old.
And how are you dealing with your own aging? I know that I've done that before. I've gone into a parking lot and I've said, oh my gosh, where did I park? And you end up meandering a little and then you find your car. Or I've met somebody and I know their name. I know them well. I know that it's a friend or something from a while ago and I can't locate their name. Is it a memory problem or is it a problem where you say to yourself, oh my God, what if I forget? And then you draw a blank and then you can't access it. Whereas you relax and then maybe 5 minutes later or a half hour later, the name comes back to you. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. I'm a clinical psychologist and you can call me with any questions that are keeping you awake night, any questions that are just making you feel that rush of adrenaline inside, and it's not a good rush. My number's toll-free, 1-877-DRKENNER. And right now, I want to welcome Heather to the show. Heather, you're wanting to get back into the dating scene?
Yeah.
Tell me what's going on.
Well, I'm interested in getting back into the dating scene and maybe start doing some dating again. I took a little hiatus for a while. And I'm very blessed in that I look very healthy and I look very physically fit.
How old are you?
I actually am in my early 30s.
Okay.
And but I'm actually not healthy. I don't have anything terminal or contagious, mm-hmm. but I do have health problems that can be quite limiting day to day. And I'm just not sure how to address this tactfully on the bio portion of the online dating site. I don't want to be deceptive.
Right,
and I also
right.
don't want to just say everything and scare somebody.
Okay, so it's a mixed bag. Do you want to give me the category of the problem, or are you uncomfortable with that?
Well, it would be autoimmune. I have problems with my intestines.
Okay.
So it would be like autoimmune, and it also affects my low back. So I have pain in my back.
And,
so it's
yeah.
pain and fatigue, I suppose.
So pain and fatigue. And how does that limit you? Are you not able to work? Are you not able
right.
to?
Right. I'm on disability right now.
Yeah.
And, what always throws people is that I look the epitome of health.
Yeah.
But I go through, you know, times throughout the day when I just have to lay down.
Yeah. But it sounds like you can function other times during the day.
Exactly.
And my guess is, since you're in your 30s, how long have you had this for?
About a decade.
Oh, for 10 years. So my guess is you've tried things. That's what I was about to say.
Yes.
What have you tried?
Well, I'm on, you know, a completely holistic organic diet. I've gotten off all kinds of Western medicine, and I'm all on Eastern herbs and cleanses and so forth.
Okay,
so
maybe that's the problem. Have you ever heard there's a radio
doctor? Well, when I actually was on the Western approach,
yeah,
I was, not to be morbid or anything, but I was dying. My mother actually was contacting people for my funeral. I was actually dying. My T cells were so low.
Okay.
As soon as I got off of all the medication and stopped bombarding my body with chemicals, I started to rally.
And you're in a rallying right now? You're in a rallying period?
I'm improving, but slowly.
Okay, well, at least you're in the right direction.
Right.
So I think it's totally legitimate to just say, some health concerns that are limiting, but that raises a question in someone's mind. So if you were to, let's say that you meet a guy who's got the same problem that you have and you're reading his bio, what would you, and let's say he's a dynamite match for you. He's a perfect match for you. How would you want him to phrase what he has in his bio on the online sites?
Well, I would definitely want to find out if it was terminal or contagious.
Okay.
That would be a must. So, and yeah.
Oh, so the two questions, terminal or contagious, you need to somehow indicate that.
Okay. And let them know it's neither of the two.
Right. And we'll figure out how to phrase that in a moment. But what else would you like him to say that would make you feel like he's totally not deceptive? He's giving you a clear picture without catastrophizing, without scaring you.
That's where I'm stumped. Past there, I don't know how to word it.
Yeah.
Right in the middle. I don't know how to be honest, but not be scare someone. I just don't know how to do it.
You could say that I have some health activity. I have some health problems that limit what activities I can do, such as I'm unable to ski. You know, you could indicate something, or what else are you unable to do?
What I can do. I'm sorry, I'm writing it down.
I have some health problems that are limiting, because you don't have to put your whole history online.
Right.
If once you make contact, then the person can ask you some questions, because you have a back and forth before you actually meet, right?
So do you suggest I don't state it early on and let it date someone for a little bit, and then if it's going well, then tell them?
I would indicate that you have some... See, again, you don't want to be deceptive. You don't want to waste their time. You don't want the experience of yourself of having deceived someone else. And yet you don't want to rule out somebody that's a potential. So if you said, I have some health problems that limit me to a quieter lifestyle,
okay.
And then mention some things that you are able to do that are active, what can you do? Because I don't have a picture of what you can do right now. So if I were a guy thinking of dating you, my big question would be, what are you able to do? Would you able to take a walk with me? Would you be able to go to the park with me?
Yeah.
Could we go on a sailboat in the summer?
I can't sit for long periods of time because of the back problem.
Oh, so how many people do you think have lower back? Is it a lower back problem?
It's intestinal. And which goes into my back.
Okay, so if you say that I've got some back problems, how many people do you think share back problems? I'm raising hand.
Yeah, quite a few.
Right. And there are periods of time, there are periods in my life when I've had to crawl out of bed just to go to the bathroom in the morning until my body kind of gets up and going. Now I don't have the same problem you have, so I've been at the gym. For me, I looked a lot fitter than I was, so I had to go to, I didn't have to, but I gave myself the birthday gift of going to the gym regularly, and I now match on the outside, I mean on the inside, more what I look like on the outside. But you're not able to do that, you said. Do you think any of it's anxiety-driven? Because sometimes when people have intestinal problems, you're mentioning it's an autoimmune disease. Could it also be anxiety, like irritable bowel syndrome?
Well, it's more severe than irritable bowel.
Okay.
It would be termed as inflammatory bowel disease.
Okay. Oh, you might even, to me, that doesn't turn me off right away. I would want to know what it was, but you could just say that I have some stomach problems and some back problems that are more of are something that I'm working with. You could phrase it in layman terms.
Right.
And that may work. So I think that you can go ahead and I give you courage for wanting to date again and get back into the scene. And it sounds like you also want to mention that you are on disability. But give an idea of what you do with your life, assuming that you have a purposeful life. That would be important to underscore. These are my interests. So focus on the positives. Mention the negatives. But if the positives are strong enough, the person will at least investigate. And that's what you want.
Okay.
So thank you so much for your call.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Heather.
Bye-bye.
And if you're considering getting back into the dating world, which Heather is, and you're trying to date but you don't think your methods are working, maybe you've asked your parents, do you know anybody out there and that's not working, or maybe even the the online methods don't seem to be working. Maybe your friends are getting dates, but no one's calling you. How do you meet someone? Where do you meet them? What are some good things, good ways, good things to do when you're trying to date on the internet, you know, using the cyber dating, and some things to avoid? Coming up, I will be talking with dating specialist Dr. Don Kiefer about ways to meet potential dates. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and my show is The Rational Basis of Happiness, toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER, D-R-K-E-N-N-E-R.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by Drs. Kenner and Locke.
In his book, The Great Sex Secret, veteran sex educator Kim Marshall notes that women often lack intimate satisfaction because neither partner understands the essential role of specific body stimulation in achieving satisfaction. It is essential that partners openly communicate their preferences. Once you both accept that intimacy is pleasure for two, let yourselves experiment with variations in technique and style. Find out what you each like, and then ask for it in a mutually respectful way. I'd really like to try X, or it feels really good when you do Y. Partners need to banish embarrassment about intimacy. Remember, intimate pleasure is one of the greatest gifts of being human, and it is both good and important in your lives together.
Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and at amazon.com.